low this morning of 22. It is a cloudy 25 degrees with southwest winds at 2 miles per hour.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A tragic incident on the runway of an airport in Tokyo. A Japan Airlines passenger plane and a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft collided. A large burst of fire erupting from the passenger plane. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Local media reported that all 379 people who were on board flight JAL-516 got out safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. However, NHK TV has said that five crew members have been found dead on the Coast Guard plane.
That plane was due to carry relief supplies to the region of Japan hit hard by that series of earthquakes. Those earthquakes killed at least 48 people. Israel says it will defend itself against genocide accusations filed with the World Court by South Africa, an Israeli official accusing South Africa of giving cover to Hamas. Meanwhile, a U.S. aircraft carrier will be returning home soon after defending Israel.
The USS Gerald R. Ford aircraft carrier strike group was sent to the eastern Mediterranean to be within striking distance of Israel since the day after Hamas's attack in October. They repeatedly intercepted incoming ballistic missiles and attack drones fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen. The Ford and its accompanying warships will be replaced by the amphibious assault ship the USS Bataan and two accompanying warships. The Ford and the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier have been part of a two-carrier presence monitoring the Israel-Hamas war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russian missile attacks targeted Ukraine's two largest cities this morning, Kyiv, the capital, and Kharkiv. At least four people were killed. It's winter, and in Finland and Sweden, that means temperatures plummeting to minus 40 Fahrenheit. There's a Powerball jackpot winner in Michigan, $842 million. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder has more on that Powerball jackpot.
The Powerball drawing for the first time has been won on New Year's Day. The winning ticket for the $842.4 million prize was sold in Michigan. The winning numbers are 12, 21, 42, 44, 49, and the red Powerball 1. No one had won the Powerball jackpot since mid-October, enabling the prize to grow. The $842.4 million payout would be doled out over 30 years. A lump sum payout would be about $425.2 million. I'm Donna Warder.
New York's minimum wage workers have more than just the new year to celebrate. A pay bump kicked in Monday. The minimum wage increased to $16 in New York City and some of its suburbs. In the rest of the state, the new minimum wage is $15. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
Wiscoat is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscoat mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscoat is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP so you're on the schedule for next spring. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscoat cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we do have a front approaching the area from the west today. It'll bring us some thicker clouds and maybe some patchy light fog or freezing mist, at least a small chance in the late morning to early afternoon. Otherwise, just kind of breezy out there. Temperatures will be running about 6 or 8 degrees above normal. Readings will stay relatively moderate all the way through the weekend, nothing too cold, and fairly quiet weather as well. Now, there will be another couple of weak weather systems sliding through the Midwest from Friday afternoon through Sunday. It looks like most of the light snow with those will stay just north of our region, from the Dakotas through Minnesota into the northern half of Wisconsin, where some places could see an inch or two. We might have a couple of flurries here or there as they come by our region. Now, early next week still looks very interesting as a powerful low-pressure system takes shape in the southern plains and tracks up toward the central Great Lakes by Tuesday. We could be right on the west fringe of some significant snow and wind, so be sure to check in for updates. Here's a forecast for today, mostly cloudy and a bit breezy with a high of 36. Southwesterly wind 8 to 16 becoming west. Tonight mostly cloudy, low 26 degrees. Tomorrow should be variably cloudy, breezy, and just a touch cooler, high of 32. Northwesterly wind 8 to 15 miles an hour. Turning mostly clear Wednesday night, low at 16. Thursday a nice winter day with lots of sunshine, high at 29. Heading into Friday, increasing clouds, low 17 with a high of 34. Saturday mostly cloudy, maybe a few flurries. Low 23 with a high of 34. Sunday still mostly cloudy with a small chance of patchy light snow or flurries. Low 22 with a high of 34. Monday looks cloudy, high 35 with a chance of snow coming in Monday night and Tuesday of next week. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It is 25 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high, 31. And the morning low today has been 22. Record high was set in 1894 on January 2nd, 57 degrees. Also in 1979, it was 26 below zero for a record low. Last year's high, 35, and the low, 27. Sunset will occur at 4:37 this afternoon, and sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. The winds have picked up a little bit, southwesterly at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.06. No precipitation today. Skies remain cloudy, and we're at 25 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the area schedule for tonight. Travis Wilson has a look at some of the holiday tournaments that were played over the last week as well in basketball. Those details coming up here in sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Good morning, I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. There are a number of games going on in the area tonight as high school basketball teams get back to the schedule. Girls basketball games include Lafarge at Cashton, Belmont at Dodgeville, Fenimore at Prairie du Chien. Black River Falls plays at Wisconsin Dells, GET at Mauston, Pecatonica Argyle at North Crawford. Blair Taylor travels to Bangor, Highland at Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Melrose Mindoro, Seneca at River Ridge, and Monroe at Platteville. Tonight at Riverdale, the Weston girls basketball team, the JV team, will play Riverdale's JV at 5:45, followed by the Weston at Riverdale varsity boys game, which will tip off at 7 o'clock. Other games in boys hoops, Fenimore at Prairie du Chien, Mineral Point at Dodgeville, Schulzburg at Blackhawk, Cassville visits Wazika Steuben, Mauston at GET, River Ridge at Seneca, Lodi travels to Monroe, Viroqua at Hillsboro. It's also tonight a game for the Richland Center Hornets at home against the Highland Cardinals. Coach Brian Pohl's team recently returned from a trip to Minnesota for two games over the holiday break. They're looking to improve during this second half of the season.
With our youth, some of our shooters are having difficulty just finding those open looks, especially when you're playing against a really solid defense that's physical and is playing fast. And so we're struggling to score consistently. And part of that is, our shooting. I think we're obviously trying to play inside out, and our focus is trying to get our looks around the rim. But you need to be able to knock those shots down, and we will. We're going to get better at that. We do have a couple of kids that are more than capable, and they're going to get more comfortable as the season goes along.
Highland plays at Richland Center in area boys basketball. Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at around 7:15. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League last night. Cardinal CG had the top series 35-19, Quail Run Golf Links a 34-70, and Geary Construction a 33-66. Cardinal CG had the top game 1201, Quail Run Golf Links an 11-99, New York Life 11-97. Top series, Corey Davis a 6-94, Terry Wheaton 90 pins over average at 6-75, Ken Nick Sr. had a 6-70. Top game individually, Corey Davis at 267, Terry Wheaton and Chris Huppert each had 245s, and Ken Nix Sr. a 247. This week is the end of the second quarter. New York Life won this quarter and will compete in the playoff at the end of the season. Members of the New York Life team are Jim Brock, Dave Brock, Eric Olson, Todd Ernesy, Dan Schweinefuss, Phil Prohaska, and Darren Schweinefuss. The Badgers were not able to hold a 2-touchdown lead while losing to LSU in their LiaQuest Bowl on New Year's Day, 35-31. Wisconsin's offense finally started to live up to the hype, but the defense fell short. Quarterback Tanner Mordecai completed 27 of 40 passes for a season-high 378 yards and 3 touchdowns. Wide receiver Will Pauling caught 8 passes for 143 yards and 2 scores. The Badgers led 28-14, but couldn't keep the Tigers from rallying to go ahead on a touchdown pass with 3 minutes remaining. Wisconsin finished the college football year at 7-6. Michael Penix Jr. hasn't faced a defense like Michigan's, and the Wolverines certainly haven't faced a quarterback like the Heisman Trophy runner-up from Washington. The matchup will be the most intriguing in the college football playoff championship game in Houston coming up January 8th. That much was assured after the performances of Penix and Michigan's best-in-the-nation defense in the CFP semifinals. Penix threw for 430 yards and two touchdowns in the Huskies' dramatic 37-31 win over Texas in the Sugar Bowl. Michigan stopped Jalen Milroe short on fourth and goal at the three to finish a 27-20 overtime win in the Rose Bowl. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a tough day for Iowa. The Hawkeyes failed to score in their bowl game, losing to Tennessee 35-0. Turning to basketball today, the Bucks' 15-game home win streak has ended in a 122-113 loss to the Pacers. Indy's bench did most of the damage, outscoring Milwaukee reserves 70-16. That's how the Pacers won despite misfiring on 30 of 35 three-pointers. Giannis Antetokounmpo contributed his 38th triple-double with 30 points, 18 rebounds, and 11 assists. Milwaukee held a 15-point edge in the third period before the visitors went on a run. A moment of silence was held to honor former team owner and U.S. Senator Herb Kohl before the game. The same two teams meet again tomorrow night at Indianapolis. Coach Adrian Griffin talked about the loss.
Their bench, they really gave them a huge lift. I think we had a couple leads there. Our starters were in. We got the lead a couple times, and then you know, we were not able to sustain it when some of our starters went out the game. And giving them credit, you know, they made plays.
The Bucks lost last night again 122-113. Elsewhere, New York 112, Minnesota 106, Toronto over Cleveland 124-121, Houston beat Detroit 136-113, Denver 111, Charlotte 93, Utah over Dallas 127-90, Phoenix 109, Portland 88, and the Clippers 121, Miami 104. Both Marquette and Wisconsin are moving higher in this week's AP College Basketball Poll. Bolstered by a win over a rated Creighton team, the Golden Eagles are up to number 7 this week. They've been in the top 10 for 13 straight weeks. The Badgers are up two positions to number 21. They host Iowa tonight at the Kohl Center in a game that tips off at 6 p.m. You can hear it on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. In Packer news, Bo Melton is signed to Green Bay's active roster one day after his breakthrough performance in a 33-10 victory over the Vikings. The Packers announced yesterday they have signed Melton off their practice squad, and the Packers also signed safety Tyler Cole to their practice squad. Melton caught six passes for 105 yards against the Vikings. Melton scored his first career touchdown on a 9-yard catch in the third quarter and finished with the first 100-yard receiving performance by any Packer this season. And former Packer quarterback Brett Favre is enthused about the team's current offensive leader. Favre posted on X, "Congrats to the Packers on a big win last night. Jordan Love is playing as good as any quarterback in the league, and they can be a dangerous team in the playoffs if they get in." Love threw for 256 yards and three touchdowns and ran for a fourth in Green Bay's 33-10 thrashing of the Vikings on Sunday night. The job for the Packers is simple, but they have to beat the Bears to make the playoffs. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
As we move into a new year, a look back at some holiday hoops action from last week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
A happy new year to everyone out there, and we're looking forward to another great year of high school sports coverage at wisports.net. Last week, we wrapped up 2023 with some outstanding holiday hoops events around the state. At the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout in Mequon, Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More split a pair of games, falling in a spotlight Wednesday night game to Wisconsin Lutheran 83-73 after being down by 30 points at halftime. The Cavaliers rebounded with an impressive win on Friday, defeating Nicolet 86-79 in overtime as senior Amari McCautry scored a game-high 37 points. Defending D1 champ De Pere stayed unbeaten, first dispatching second-ranked Marquette 78-61 on Thursday before a 73-58 win against third-ranked Homestead a day later. Junior Wisconsin commit Zach Kinziger scored a combined 52 points in the two games. Cumberland is just 3-4 on the season, but the Beavers got quite a highlight in the Rice Lake tournament on Friday, as junior Gavin Gores went for 51 points and 19 rebounds in a 71-59 victory against Regis. The 6'9 big man has offers from UW-Green Bay, South Dakota State, and Loyola. The highest scoring output of the season so far in boys' hoops came last week, when Sun Prairie West Chris Davis Jr. finished with 61 points as the Wolves held off Carmen Northwest 103-91. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center. Computer Doctors on Court Street in downtown Richland Center specializes in custom-built computers and business network systems while making sure that your computer is running right. Lust Auction Service invites you to bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy. But it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson Basketball, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
You may take it for granted, but when it goes, you can certainly feel the impact. Keep your water running hot with Reliance. At All American Do It Center, Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons. And we have models for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes, you won't have time to wait. Shop close to home with folks you know at All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
You say the night's got you acting crazy.
The Checks on WRCO. Good morning. It is 8:26, 25 degrees in Richland Center. Just ahead of some entertainment news on this first full day after the New Year's holiday. And details as well on how you can win in just a little while today. We'll be talking about some community conversation on the morning show today and throughout the day. So back to the regular swing of things on a Tuesday, which actually I'm sure will seem like Monday most of the day. Here's Jake Owen with Florida Georgia Line on FM 100.9.
Melon sticky lip, kiss on my cheek. You're the kick in the cup, pretty girl, you know what's up. You a skinny little dip in the creek. You're the shades that hide the rays. You're even sweeter than my sweet nanny's lemonade. Yeah, you hotter than a tiki, midnight sneaky. Out my back window, girl, you coming out to meet me, yeah. Turn it up, girl, you're turning me on. I wanna spin you like a record, yeah, forever long. You know I'm digging what you're doing, grooving just like you're grooving. Hit that playback, let's get back to it now. You and me, we're like a simple song, yeah, so damn easy to sing along. Oh, I don't need a guitar or a band, 'cause baby, you're my summer jam. In the case, you're the little and legs swinging off of my gate. You're the moon in my shine, you the rap in my rhyme. You ain't a 7, 8, 9, no, girl, you a dime. You're the shades that hide the rays. You're even cooler than my cooler when I'm chilling on the lake. Yeah, you finer than fine, you put the good in the time. You're the fireworks flying on the 4th of July, so come on. Turn it up, girl, you're turning me on. I wanna spin you like a record, yeah, forever long. You know I'm digging what you're doing. That playback, let's get back to it now. You and me, we're like a simple song, yeah, so damn easy to sing along. Oh, I don't need a guitar or a band, 'cause baby, you're my summer jam.
I don't want a jukebox, baby, and don't need a beat to dance. All I need is you and me, you know that, baby. You're my little shoddy hottie driving me crazy. You're the melody that gets me popping. There ain't no stopping when we get to rocking, come on.
Turn it up, girl, you're turning me on. I want to spin you like a record, yeah, forever long. You know I'm digging what you're doing, grooving just like you're grooving. Hit that playback, let's get back to it now. You and me, we're like a simple song, yeah, so damn easy to sing along. Oh, I don't need a guitar or a band, 'cause baby, you're my summer jam.
All I need is you and me, you know that, baby. You're the melody that drives me crazy.
Jesus is on his way. Doug thinks she's a hoot. Rob thinks Bud Light makes you gay. Shane thinks Rob is cute. Coach thinks college athletes are making too much bank. Kim thinks COVID was a Chinese prank. Buddy thinks everything I sing sucks, 'cause it don't sound like Hank. Oh baby, I think beer goes good with lake and lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock. Goes good with a fish on a hook, and a hook goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile, and a smile goes good with a kiss, and a case we need to close the border. Carlos disagrees. Son thinks trans is short for transformers. And daughter thinks money grows on trees. Cindy thinks the government's tapping her phone. Willie thinks we ought to just all get stoned. Label thinks I'ma get canceled as soon as I put out this song. Hope I don't, but beer goes good with a lake and a lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock. Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook. Goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile. And a smile goes good with a kiss. And a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you go good with me. So good with me. You're my best friend. Yeah, that's my two cents. Baby, I think beer,
go beer
goes good with a lake and a lake. Goes good with a dock and a dock.
Big dock.
Goes good with a fish on a hook and a hook. Goes good with a country song. And a song goes good with a smile.
Right.
And a smile goes good with a kiss. And a kiss goes good with you. And baby, you go good with me.
Walker Hayes on WRCO Radio. It is 8:33, making news on the TV side today. If you've missed out on the series Only Murders in the Building because you don't have Hulu, it all changes today. The series will debut from the beginning on ABC starting tonight. It stars Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez as neighbors in a New York apartment building who start a true crime podcast after another resident is murdered. It's pretty interesting show. I have watched the first maybe three episodes of that. I don't remember if we had like a free demo of Hulu or whatever it was, but I did watch and thought this is really good and really funny, but then lost track of it. And next time I went on there, I couldn't get it. So now a chance to see it on ABC. Well, the reboot of Night Court returns tonight on NBC to answer the question, what's going on with Roz? She appeared as a surprise defendant in the season one finale. Marcia Warfield, who played Roz, the bailiff in the original series, says stepping back onto the set was like going back to your prom when you're in your 70s. Warfield says it's not up to her if she's invited back for more episodes, but she would be honored to return. And Rob Lowe says his favorite part of the new game show, The Floor, is that it's super simple but full of strategy. The Floor is set up like a chessboard with 81 contestants who have their own proclaimed areas of expertise. The contestants then challenge each other in what Lowe calls trivia meets a turf war. Lowe says the trivia might include things like the periodic tables or lesser Kardashians. The Floor premieres tonight on the Fox Network.
Hey, mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey, mama, come my way. You're shaking them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy.
Since you rolled into the room, got them blue eyes and blue jeans. Letting down your hair, making everybody stare in them red Lucchese's. I'll put home and here I go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say?
Hey, mama, rock my world. I never met nobody quite like you, girl. Hey, swinging them hips, yeah, you're driving me crazy. Hey, mama, shake me up. Sipping and spilling from that red solo cup. Hey, mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay. Playing hard to get, girl, you're making me sweat. Watching those honey sweet lips. Lady me close home and wide open, get locked in a long, slow kiss. Oh man, here I go again. Do anything to get a piece of your attention. One dance, give me one chance. Come on, what you say? Hey mama, rock my world.
happiness really from my red solo cup. Hey mama, what can I say? Everybody wants you, but I need you to stay.
On a Tuesday morning. Stay tuned for trivia. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $3 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Krogan's Do It Best store and Rent It Center is your one stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gifts, appliances, HD big screen TVs, and two floors of furniture values. And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance. An idea for all of the empty boxes from the holidays, like an Amazon box or whatever it is. The idea is to put the packing peanuts, bubble wrap, the air-filled packing pillows, brown paper, reseal the boxes and just put them out and say, here they are for free, right? Oh, wow, that'd be kind of mean. Somebody would pick it up and then, what is this? Oh, packing peanuts. Either that or the so-called porch pirates will sneak away with not much, right? Anyway, that's one suggestion as we get ready to clean things up. I'm always kind of a stickler, too. I'm like, don't take the tree down right away. No. You have to keep it at least through the Epiphany, which is... Sunday, I believe, through another week or so. Then you can kind of start to think about it. But it's always kind of a sad and bittersweet time for me anyway, knowing that all that anticipation has kind of gone by the wayside. And now what do we have to look forward to? Valentine's Day, I guess. Coming up, the trivia question of the day. It's sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Just right for tailgating, Hormel lemon garlic and herb pork tenderloins, 4-count cases, $11.50. Bachler's pulled pork with barbecue sauce, 3 pounds, $21. Bachler's brats, $4 a pound. Now available, Cedarcrest ice cream, $5.50 a scround. Also available, 4-quart pails and parlor tubs. Be sure to check out our aged cheddar cheese at $4.50 a pound. Pine River cheese spreads starting at $2.75. Shop ET Foods where your family's dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays.
We go to the small screen for trivia today. A musical show known as Hee Haw. A regular feature of Hee Haw was a soap opera parody about a family. What was that family's name? according to the classic skit on Hee Haw, a regular feature of soap opera parody about a family. What was that family's name? 608-647-4155. Tina McBride. Well, we have our winner in trivia today. Way to go, Norm Sandmeyer. He knew the right answer. The regular feature of Hee Haw was a soap opera parody about a family, the last name of Culhane. The Culhanes of Cornfield County. One of the many recurring themes and skits. And even though you'd seen it in pretty much the scenario many times, it was still funny. The four cousins, Cousin Clem, Cousin Lulu, played by Lulu Roman. Cousin Grandpa, played, of course, by Grandpa Jones. And Cousin Junior, played by Junior Samples. They sat in chairs, looked at the camera without expression, and delivered their lines in deadpan fashion. The Culhanes, dryly delivering their lines. And that was always kind of a running joke in my family when there wasn't much excitement going on. We were all just kind of sitting there in the living room, or the power would go off, or the TV would go off. We're sitting there like the Culhanes of Cornfield County, like, oh, bother. Yeah. Anyway, congrats to our winner, Norm. He is the winner courtesy of our sponsor of Tuesday Trivia, E.T. Woods. Very funny show, that old Hee Haw. Got some of my best jokes from there as well, right? Regular cast member Buck Owen.
Fear of a tall dog. Can capture the heart of a woman with one glance
from his flashing brown eyes. Like a bolt from the blue, he can steal her from you, then jump up on his pony and ride. Say a tall, dark stranger is a demon, and that a devil rides closely by his side. With no warning, he can strike like a thief in the night, then jump up on his pony and ride.
Buck Owens on WRCO. Hee-haw with some classic skits there. And I always think about sometimes, you know, you're kind of wallowing in your pity, as I do sometimes. And I think of gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Hopefully you're not singing that song today. A lot of positiveness. An extra day this year. It's leap year in 2024 as well. A lot to look forward to. This is Alan Jackson.
Two young people without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door. Just just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get it done. Living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme. Living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
Today is Tuesday, January 2nd. A few things and holidays to celebrate today, and we'll take a look at those next.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and we have the means to make it happen.
Today is National Buffet Day. It's National Mew Year, Mew, M-E-W year for cats. It's National Motivation and Inspiration Day, Personal Trainer Awareness. It's National Run It Up the Flagpole and See If Anybody Salutes It Day. Well, that's kind of weird. It's National Science Fiction Day, World Introvert Day, and Swiss Cheese Day. And the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit day became a reality. Can't imagine the speed limits before that. You know, talking about 75 on some county roads, state roads back in the day. But 55 came into law in 1974 this day. It's also National Cream Puff Day. All right.
Mama says, be the bigger person. Dad says, hit 'em where it hurts. I'll stand here with my arms wide open. Little do you know, I know about her. Caught you in a lie last Sunday evening. Said you were hanging out with your friends. But I drove by and I saw you leaving a cheap motel off Highway 10. Yeah, I did. You can cheat, you can lie, but you ain't gonna change my mind. Cause I got eyes and I'm not.
time don't stop dancing now, girl. The world keeps spinning and guess I'll turn myself into a solitary man. Ain't like I'm the only